Starting Monday, look for Here and Now 2024 election coverage from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. At 2 p.m. live each day, senior political reporter Zach Schultz with panelists McCashin and Ross. Then each night at 8:30, a Wisconsin update. And on Friday, full coverage starting at 7 p.m. on Here and Now. The convention is expected to draw about 50,000 people to Milwaukee. It will also bring a national and international spotlight to the state's largest city. Here and Now reporter Stephen Potter will also report from the convention and has been closely monitoring the security efforts in and around the site of the RNC at Fiserv Forum.
While the thousands of attendees will be focused on the politics of the Republican National Convention next week, a significant law enforcement presence will be focused on security.
There is still no higher priority than public safety.
We've been working hard to ensure safety.
Our primary focus is safety.
My name is Mike Hensel.
Michael Hensel is the special agent in charge of the FBI for Wisconsin, one of the lead agencies responsible for convention safety and bringing personnel to Milwaukee.
Thousands are being brought in to make sure it's safeguarded. We have over 12 different agencies, both federal, state, and local, involved in this national event. The primary being the Secret Service, who has the primary jurisdiction both for the RNC here and then in August the DNC in the Chicago area. Milwaukee PD, the Highway Patrol, really every agency within the state has some component. Again, Coast Guard, fire.
The Secret Service has established two perimeters around the Fiserv Forum, which is where most of the convention activity will be held. The larger perimeter is roughly a 10 by 10 block area that is open to the public, but any vehicle entering must be screened. The smaller perimeter is restricted only to pedestrians who have convention credentials, and they must enter through a security checkpoint. Restricted items not allowed in either security perimeter include flammable liquids, ropes, chains, large pieces of lumber, and hammers. Additionally, firearms will not be allowed in the convention-only smaller perimeter. However, per state law, firearms will be allowed within the larger security perimeter that is open to the public. Maritime restrictions will also be in place, so no boats will be allowed on the part of the Milwaukee River that flows through downtown. Hensel says that it's not just up to law enforcement to keep the RNC safe.
Let your local law enforcement agencies know if you're concerned about something. That's everyone's responsibility, and I think by doing that, we're able to more effectively both police our local communities, but also address any concerns that the public may have.